Let's highlight one sin. One sin, respected friends and elders, that has engulfed us from top to bottom. The sin of engaging in usury and interest. In the old days it used to be that some person in business is now involved in an overdraft with the bank. It was interest in his business that is still carrying on and is bad enough. But let us see how it has affected us. Nearly every home is affected with interest, respected friends and elders. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had forecasted this in the hadith of Abu Dawood Sharif. يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَبْقَى مِنْهُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا أَكَلَ الرِّبَى. A time will come on the people. Every one of them will be victims of riba. And if a man doesn't formally consume riba, أَصَابَهُ مِنْ غُمَارِهِ, the smoke of riba will get him. Meaning in some way or the other he will be trapped in that system of riba and interest. Then it went on to mortgages and bonds on the homes, loans for properties, again on interest. Then it came to car financing on interest. Then it came to insurances, life policies, health insurance, etc. Until it came down to the normal household debt, credit card debt. From one step to another, to another, to another. And now practically, brothers, think to ourselves, practically every home is in some way or the other affected by riba. What is riba? What is interest? It is among the worst type of sins, the worst type of sins. The hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, أَرْبَعٌ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَلَّا يُدْخِلَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَا يُذِيقَهُمْ نَعِيمَهَا. Four types of people, Allah takes it upon Himself. In other words, Allah guarantees He won't put them in Jannah. Allah won't allow them to enjoy the ni'mats of Jannah. مُدْمِنُ الْخَمَر, that person who is a habitual alcoholic, always high, always drunk on alcohol or drugs, like follows the same rule as alcohol. آكِلُ الرِّبَا, that person who consumes interest, that person who is involved in interest. أَكِلُ مَالِ الْيَتِيمِ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ, that person who consumes and devours the wealth of the yatim unjustly. وَالْعَاقُّ لِوَالِدَيْهِ, the fourth is that person who is disobedient to his parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon Himself, He will not enter them in Jannah. The hadith said, those who consume interest. A person might say, I am a victim, I am not collecting, I am paying. The hadith of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed, la'ana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akil al-riba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the one who consumes riba, wa mukilahu, and the one who pays riba, wa katibahu, the one who writes down the contract also. He is not taking or getting, he is merely working there. Wa shahidai, those who are mere parties to that contract and to that deal, those who are witnesses to that deal, they are all cursed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hum sawa, they are all equal in the sin. If you are collecting riba, or you are paying the riba, or you are a mere witness to the riba transaction, you are equal in the sin. Brothers, this is from the worst type of sins we can commit. From the worst type of sins, because it's war with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran warns us in so many different ways. My beloved father, recently Allah give him good health and long life with siha and afia, was making this point. He says, you know, like how a mother full of love wants to stop that child. The child wants to go out at night maybe, or the child wants to go to a particular area which is dangerous. The mother is scared. But the mother has got love also for the child. So the mother tries in different ways to scare the child and to deter the child. No, my child, you will go there. There's dangerous people there. You don't know what can happen to you. Child still persists. The mother says, you know, stay at home. I'll make you your favorite dish, for example. The child is still persisting. The mother says, if you're going to go, then I'm going to hit you. Threatens the child. All this is out of love for that child. So the child doesn't go near danger. Child still persists. I'll tell your father. Somehow or the other, let me try some excuse and some way to save my child from that danger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the end of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways is explaining to insan, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الْرِبَى, those who consume interest, لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ. Allah threatens us. Allah says those who are involved in this, it's like they have been mesmerized by shaitan. They're like mad, they have lost their senses. Do you want to become mad? Allah mentions it as a warning. That should be sufficient. Then Allah goes on, ذَلِكَ وَحَرَّمَ وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Then Allah says that Allah has made normal transaction, buying and selling, trade, Allah has made permissible. وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. O my bondsmen, O my slaves, I have made riba haram. I have made it haram for you, unlawful for you. Another way Allah is telling us. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِضَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى. Allah says, whoever gets this advice from his Rabb, whoever did this admonition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَانْتَهَى, he understands and then he stops. فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفْ, whatever happened in the past, Allah will forgive. It'll be in his favor. وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, his matter rests in the court of Allah. But وَمَنْ عَاد, after hearing these threats from Allah, after hearing the commands of Allah, after getting the maw'idha and advice from Allah, he returns to the wrong, to the sin. فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, these are the people of the fire. Like the hadith mentions, حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَلَّا يُدْخِلَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah takes it on himself not to put them in Jannah. In Quran, Allah is saying they are dwellers of Jahannam. Further down the page, Allah tries another strategy, another way to explain to us, insan needs to understand that وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَى. And O you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَى أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفًا. And O you who believe, abstain from riba. فَإِن لَمْ تَفَعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you are not going to desist, if you're not going to stop from riba, then Allah comes with that final warning. The final warning, then be prepared for a war with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, those of us who are engaged in riba, we are in a war with Allah. If a man knows he's losing a battle, then he surrenders, he gives up. But we don't even realize we are in a battle. We don't realize we are in war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No person can withstand the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the punishment of Allah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will attack, how Allah will seize a person. There too we failing to realize, sometimes by strange diseases, sometimes by robberies, sometimes by people, our own children, our own brothers, our own close and near ones are robbing us of millions. Sometimes it's some robbery and crime. Undoubtedly, wrongs like or musibat and calamities like these may affect people who are not involved in interest as well. For them it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those of us who are engaged in the wrong, we are engaged in interest day in and day out. We got that credit card debt, the basic thing that is happening. Household debt, respected friends and elders, is a big problem in this country. Let us think to ourselves, 10, 15 years ago, many of us never had credit cards. And if we had, we never used it. We hardly used it. Now we are using it as a facility, maybe ease for us. But we're only paying the minimum installments. We think that we're okay, long as we're paying the minimum installment. By doing that, respected friends and elders, you are contributing riba. If you are not settling your card monthly, within that 55-day cycle, if you're not settling it to zero, then you are paying riba. You are paying interest. You are in war with Allah and you may not even know it. Allah is punishing you and you don't even realize it. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. Only Allah knows His army. The army of Allah, the army that Allah is using against us, could be some robber on the road. It could be our own children turning against us. We are in war with Allah. So our businesses also don't bring us peace. Our homes are also in flames. Our relationships are in tatters. How do we expect to mend all of this when fundamentally we are wrong? We are standing up against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in different ahadith explains to us from different angles the warnings of riba. As I mentioned, in one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no jannat for people like this. In another hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that riba has got more than 70 types. There's more than 70 types of riba. The lightest form of interest, the lightest form of riba, is so bad, it's equal to a person committing incest with his own mother. Which person in his sane mind, Muslim or even non-Muslim, which sane human being will venture to do such a wrong, incest with his own mother? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person who does the lightest, engage in the lightest form of riba, is equally wrong like that man who's committing incest with his own mother. Another hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, dirhamu riban, one dirham, one rand of riba that a person knowingly consumes, one rand of riba, يَأْكُلُهُ الرَّجُلُ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمْ أَشَدُّ مِنْ سِتٍ وَثَلَاثِينَ زَنْيَةً. It's worse than 35 times committing zina. Zina is such a major sin. Zina is such a sin committed by a, if committed by a married man, he needs to be stoned to death. If he's proven guilty in a court of law in Islam, he is stoned to death committing it one time. A person eats one rand of haram, of riba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the effect is so bad, like he has committed zina, not one time, not 10 times, 36 times, every day of the month and 6 extra. So much of zina for eating one rand of riba. Allah says in Quran, in the same verses, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah destroys riba. The system of riba, respected friends and elders, will always end up in bankruptcy, will always put a man back on the streets. إِنَّ الرِّبَى وَإِنْ كَثُرُ. The hadith also mentions very similar. No matter how high the figures may seem, فَإِنَّ عَاقِبَتَهُ إِلَىٰ كُلٍّ. The result of it all will be nothing. You will end up with nothing in your hand. Allah is telling us, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ. Allah is the one who puts barakah. Allah takes away barakah. Allah gives and Allah takes. Allah says, Allah is the one who will destroy that riba. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And Allah gives us an alternative. You want barakah. You want to see increase. Then don't go for riba. No. يُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah will expand if you give sadaqah. Give sadaqah and Allah will put barakah in your wealth. So many incidents, respected friends and elders. Ask the accountants. Once one respectable accountant in Durban was mentioning, he was addressing many years ago, addressing a gathering of ulama to explain a particular product. And then, by the way, he mentioned, he says, we are doing the books of people. We can see those who are giving, Allah is giving. We can see those who are spending in avenues of good and are giving sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them. Allah is increasing for them. وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah expands. Allah gives barakah in that sadaqah. The hadith mentions so many examples. So many examples of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about barakah because of sadaqah. The person was moving in the desert and he hears a voice in the clouds that go to a particular area and rain. The cloud moves in that direction. This person follows and he sees that the cloud is raining on a particular property. Why only there? He goes up to the owner. What is so special? He says that whatever harvest I get, I divide it into 3 parts. One for my family and myself. That's 1/3. 1/3 I give in sadaqah. 1/3 I give in sadaqah. And 1/3 I reinvest. So Islam doesn't stop us from expansion, respected friends and elders. Expand, but in a controlled manner, within the confines of Sharia. He says, I give 1/3 in sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the clouds. Probably there was drought in that area. Allah sent the clouds directly to his spot only. Many, many other incidents in Quran and Hadith of people who are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of this. And we find, surprisingly, in most of these cases, their sadaqah was 1/3 of their. Well, your zakat is 2.5%. And that we have to give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us, give that sadaqah and give extra and extra. Many a times, and alhamdulillah, it's a good thing. A man feels nice that my zakat for the year is so much. Certain high figure. And you know, my lillah also, my sadaqah that I'm giving is equal, alhamdulillah. I'm giving 100,000 zakat, I'm giving 100,000 lillah. I'm giving 1,000,000 in zakat, alhamdulillah. I'm giving 1,000,000 in sadaqah and lillah. A man feels nice and it's a very, 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 very great thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase people like that in tawfiq. Increase them in their barakah. Really respected friends and elders, the South African Muslim has been well nurtured and well trained. And he understands the benefit in sadaqah. The amount of sadaqah, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us tawfiq to give. Is really worth making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. But it doesn't stop there. Not 2.5%. They were giving 1/3. And then Allah brought that barakah. Yes, whatever amount a person will get, in proportion to that, he will get the barakah. You don't have to give 1/3 to get barakah. If you give 2.5% of your wealth in lillah also, like you're giving 2.5% in zakat, you will get that proportion of barakah in your wealth as well. But it's up to you how much you want. So coming back to the point, respected friends and elders, war with Allah, riba day in and day out. Let's analyze why. Why are we in riba? Is it really because of need? That if I didn't take that riba, or I didn't take that loan, I don't take that particular financial scheme or insurance, then what am I going to die out of poverty? Or is it because we want that luxury? If it's for luxury, respected friends and elders, and that is the reality in 99.9, if not 100% of the cases. It's for luxury. I want to live a particular lifestyle. I want to drive a particular car. I want to live in a particular area. I want to expand my business from one to another. I want to increase my property portfolio from one to another. I want to eat a particular type of food. My wife wants to shop at a particular store. It is because we are chasing that, respected friends and elders, but at what cost? At starting up a war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, respected friends and elders, we need to do some introspection. Look within ourselves. And if it means sitting the family down also, explaining to them, we can't do like this. We can't carry on. Household debt and credit card debt, starting from something as common as that. If it's a business and we want to expand because we want to open another branch, so we have to take a loan from the bank. Sell that branch, respected friends and elders. Sell it. Give it up and give back that. Cancel that deal. Stop that interest immediately. Suffice with that one that Allah has given you. Allah would put barakat. What's the use having 10 and 20? People in the business place know better than myself. You know better than myself. So many companies. 50 stores, 100 stores. All of a sudden bankrupt. All of a sudden it's gone. Riba brings nothing but destruction. Riba brings no barakah. Riba brings with it flames. Riba brings with it darkness. Riba brings with it war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is highlighting from one angle to another angle, in one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما ظهر الزنا والربا في قوم إلا أحلوا بأنفسهم عذاب الله. Any nation with whom these two sins have become rampant, and sadly both have become so common today in society, zina and riba, fornication and engaging in interest, when this becomes rampant in any society, then they bring upon themselves the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have lit fire with our own hands. Ghar ko aag lagi hai, ghar ki chiraag se, the house was burned down. By their own, that candle that was in the same house. We ourselves have lit fire to our own lives, respected friends and elders. We have brought the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So together with making tawbah on a night like this for every other sin, this sin that is there and so common and ever increasing, many a time you're not even realizing that this is a major sin. A man commits zina by mistake, he falls into that sin, he realizes at some point. He makes tawbah, he knows he needs to make tawbah for this. A person maybe ended up in alcohol or drugs. He understands, and people tell him day in and day out, you are doing wrong. He knows it's a wrong. He understands he needs to make tawbah. Maybe and perhaps on nights like these, he then makes tawbah from sins like that. But how many of us realize that credit card also, is something for which I need to make tawbah. If I am abusing the facility, if you are using it correctly, mashallah, good for you. But if you are abusing that facility, that business of mine, which I'm running on overdraft, I need to make tawbah for that and stop that. That particular insurance scheme that I have, I need to make tawbah from that and stop that. We first need to realize the sin, then the extent and the seriousness of the sin, respected friends and elders, and beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight. Make that pledge with Allah. Make a deal, so to say, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make that decision with Allah that, oh Allah, I want to end the war with you. Oh Allah, here's my white flag. I'm surrendering, oh Allah. I'm bringing this to an end. Yes, there will be tests. This world is a place of tests. But respected friends and elders, whatever that test is worth it. Whatever the test that follows, it's worth it to save yourself from war with the King of Kings, Malikul Muluk, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I mentioned, Allah loves that person. Imagine in the morning a person was engaged in haram, in interest and whatever other wrong, zina, etc. In the evening he makes tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah automatically, immediately. Not overnight, but within that one moment. He made tawbah, sincere tawbah. Now Allah, instead of hating him, Allah loves him. So make that tawbah, respected friends and elders, from zina, from riba, from whatever other wrongs that we are engaged in. And make that decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, we are going to change our lives for the good. Many a times we attend lectures. We witness nights like this and we feel inspired. But as time goes along, then we go back into the old ways. So together with making tawbah, respected friends and elders, we need to change our company. If it's because of the people I'm mixing with, because of my friends, because of my business associates, I need to live that particular lifestyle. I need to fund that particular type of holiday. I need to get that particular car. Why? Because my friends are like that. Then change your friends, brothers. If they are the ones for leading you on further and further into war with Allah, then the better option of the two is end the war with Allah. End the war with Allah and leave that company. Leave those friends who are influencing you. Change our company and come into a good environment. Spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attach yourself to some pious person, some alim, some waliullah, some person with whom you will make mashura. Wallahi, brothers, like we see, if a person goes out in the path of Allah with sincerity, spending that time, there are countless examples in front of every one of us. Would have some example in our lives. And not of one or two, but many people who we know that their lives were on a different direction altogether. And they spent some time in the path of Allah. A few days, then a 40 days, then a 4 months, and mashallah, their life is completely changed. Unbelievable, we say. Like that some person joins his ta'alluq and relationship with a particular alim, and he makes mashura with that alim, and he sticks by whatever he's being told. We see barakat in his life, we see deed in his life, we see a change in his life. We can't expect to change in those filthy environments that we are in. Those very environments that led us on into war with Allah. We can't expect to change there, respected friends and elders. We have to come out. We have to come out from that environment. Change the circle of friends. Change those things that are tempting me. Then inshallah we'll see lasting tawbah. We'll see lasting effects of that inspiration sometimes we feel on nights like these. Otherwise it will be something temporary. We will make that tawbah and we'll be sincere inshallah. And Allah accept the tawbah. But we are in danger to falling back. And especially in this particular sin that is being highlighted tonight, the sin of riba. So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, earn our forgiveness on this night, respected friends and elders, forgiveness from every sin. Each person knows himself. Each person knows where he needs to make that change. Let us make that change. Don't spend this night socializing. Don't spend this night talking and gossiping, respected friends and elders. It's only one night in the year. That is Laylatul Qadr, one chance. What do we know whether we will see the next Laylatul Qadr or not? Whether we will see even Friday night, 29th, one more odd night left after tonight. So many of our own friends, we leave this dunya, respected friends and elders, with no sequence and no tartib. When we come in this world, there's a sequence. First the grandfather came, then the father, then the son, and then the grandson. But when we leave this world, we don't leave in any sequence. There's no tartib. Sometimes the young before the old. Fathers are burying their sons. Mothers are seeing the janazas of their own sons and daughters. The sequence in which we leave this dunya is not in the same as we come into this dunya. So there's no guarantee of life. How do we know we'll get another chance? Sometimes respected friends and elders, ulama explained in the bayans, that brothers, if that thought is coming in the heart, that also is a ni'mat from Allah. Because many times we sat in the bayan, we never got that realization. We never got that thought, that maybe I need to make tawbah. If it is coming, let us accept that ni'mat that Allah has given us, that feeling in the heart, and let us make it last. Let us make it last, respected friends and elders. So tonight, spend in the ibadat of Allah, mainly in tawbah and istighfar, and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's repentance, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, and together with that, any other form of ibadah that we can carry out, salatul tasbih is also recommended. Bare minimum after making tawbah, reciting this dua frequently, Allahumma innaka afuun, tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni, is that we abstain from every other sin tonight. Abstain from sin, bare minimum is don't. If you don't have the drive to do anything extra, we can't read two extra rak'ats of salah. We can't make one tasbih also of dhikr. We can't raise our hands too long in dua. Then go and sleep. Go and sleep, but don't remain awake and engage in gossiping, backbiting, futility, futile acts, and maybe even haram and sin. There is too much of temptation around us and with us. Too much of temptation around us and with us in our pockets as well, respected friends and elders. Tonight is a night we should abstain from all such things. Bare minimum is to abstain from sin. If you are going to sleep, sleep with wudu. Several sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned that person who will sleep with wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that man's ruh, his soul, to make sajda under the arsh of Allah. Imagine we sleeping, and a night like this, the best night of the year, Allah is so kind and so merciful, He'll allow that soul of that sleeping person who is sleeping in wudu to make sajda under His arsh. We are on our farsh, we are on our beds, and our souls are under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sajda. That person who will read his Isha and Fajr Salatul Jamaat, another easy prescription for nights like these, then he gets the reward of spending that entire night in ibadah. This is the bare minimum for a person who maybe is ill, tired, he doesn't have the drive to do much. Then first, respected friends and elders, make that tawbah with Allah. And then go and sleep like this. Don't commit sin. Do this also, it's good enough. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.